How you doing? So, I mentioned I had a boring week, and it's not really the case. I actually had an aggravating week. I hate Seinfeld, okay? I just don't find it funny. I don't find it funny the same way I didn't find Three's Company funny. Where it's like every show is based on the premise that these people are too stupid to just stop for 2 seconds and communicate before things get worse. You know, they're all just, every episode's based on this downward spiral of not stopping before things get worse and going, it only seems like it's X, Y, and Z, but really it's not, just this happened, you know. People don't just stop and explain themselves, they just dig themselves in deeper. I don't really find all that, I don't find it that funny. But I'm sympathizing with those characters this week. Let me start by saying, I think in my entire life, I've dated two women that weren't crazy. And I don't mean like, women are crazy. No, I don't mean like the typical woman bullshit. I mean like with actual character defects that are semi-debilitating. One or two. I actually just one. One. What happened to her? Hey, I got bored. Hit the bricks. You're not crazy enough for me. That's not how I roll. You got your head on your shoulders. So either I'm attracted to that, or they're attracted to me. I think it's probably the other way around. Because for a grown woman to pursue someone who draws comic books, right there, there's a red flag against her. I should have, from the beginning of my life, I should have just been watching for red flags. So you got that. So the red flag number one is a grown woman who wants to date someone who draws comic books for a living. Okay. So then it's winter here in the Midwest, or not quite, but it's coming up. Winter's coming up, and there's like an annual winter freak out where women who are like in their upper 20s, first the biological clock is ticking, and then there's the ticking of I'm not married yet, and then there's the ticking of it's winter and I need somebody to drag to the family functions and holidays so I don't look like I'm an old maid. So I've been dealing with a lot of exes shining around and then immediately freaking out. Because it's like, here's a good example. Here's what it's like. Just multiply that by everything. Multiply this by everything. Okay. Some ex. By ex, I mean ex, like girlfriend, not ex-wife. I don't have multiple ex-wives yet. That's on its way. So, out of the blue, some ex contacts me. Oh, blah, 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 how you doing? And I write back, well, blah, 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 fine. It ended horribly between us, and I don't really want to talk to you anymore. Yeah, this is through email, by the way. So then I'll get an email back. You're an asshole, you know that? You're just an asshole. Don't contact me anymore. Now clearly that's insanity. But I mean, well, of course I'm not going to contact her anymore. I didn't contact you in the first place. You contacted me. So that's been everything. There's been a week of it, all week. That's been everything. Awkwardness, uncomfortableness, people shining around you don't want shining around. It's because winter's coming. I think it's like, instinctually, you want to go back. Yeah, I mean, you want to pair up. And who better to pair up with than somebody who already broke up with you once? And then there's that, too. I think it's the insecurity of it, because you break up. I do a lot more breaking up than being broken up with. I don't know why that is. I just do. Well, actually, I do know why it is. Because I date women who are insane, but I'm not insane. And then I eventually realize they're insane and go, you know, you're You're insane. I mean, I seem like I'm insane. It seemed like I'd be into that, but I'm not. I'm looking for someone with their head on their shoulders to have. Why don't we just call this a day, huh? Women can't handle that. They cannot handle being the less mature of the two and having that pointed out. Maybe it's not just women. I don't know. All I know is my perspective as a male. It could be the same on both ends. And maybe it's just peculiar to me because it is the same on both ends and I'm only seeing it, you know what I'm saying? I'm a little bit like a woman when I'm dating. I'm high maintenance also. So maybe I'm just maybe that's the role. Anyhow, look, the point is I got a week of that BS, okay? And even the ones that meant no harm, it just icing on the cake of a week of screwy ex-girlfriends shining around and then freaking out. So, okay, I'm leading up to something here. I'm not just pitching, I'm leading up to something. So I draw comic books. So it's sort of a small community of people, right? Even though everyone's all across the country, you sort of keep running into the same people. Okay. So I'm trying to do a different business venture right now. I'm not talking about the comic book. Something completely. I'm always doing other stuff. The T-shirts or whatever or blah blah. You know, I've always got something else on the burner. You know, statues or action figures, whatever. One of these little side projects. I dated some girl, right, who was sort of an editor of some company, and it was horrible. I was a basket case. It was like almost, you know, it was right after my divorce. So I was sort of a basket case, and she's a little out to lunch anyhow. Didn't go well, and very awkward after that. whenever I'd see her, right? And it's one of those people where you just bring out the worst in each other. And then there's also still a lot of that. Well, I didn't, you know, like the other one I mentioned. Well, you're an asshole. Don't talk to me anymore. Well, I didn't call you. You know, you can't fire me. I quit. It's like that. I'm not fired. I quit. So there's a lot of that every time. So I try to stay away from her, you know, as best I can. I don't need the aggravation. I'm sure she doesn't either. Although I suspect she goes out and finds other aggravation because she's that sort. So I assume now that this woman's moved on to bigger and better pastures, right? And the branch of this company that I want to deal with. I click on there. I'm looking around for who I'm supposed to contact. Some name comes up, some Martin or Martle or Murray, some weird M name. Melvin, Merlin, I don't know, whatever. It's probably better that I don't remember the name. Okay, good. That's clearly not her. Type in the thing. Hey, I got a business card from someone. Want to do some business with you. Here's what I got. How do I do it? X, Y, Z. Blah, blah, blah. How do I do this and that? And, don't think much of it. Then get an email back. Yeah, Mrs. X is in charge of that now, and she's on vacation, but I forwarded email to you. Oh, God. Ah! So now it's like a Seinfeld thing. Now it looks like I was trying to contact her because she runs that, you know, she was always with that company. But I assume she left. So it's like a Seinfeldish thing. Like if this were a sitcom, I'd be like breaking into her office, trying to get the letter before she gets in on Monday. And then I'd get caught, you know, like my pants would get caught in the window as I'm crawling through the window to get the letter. And then she would come in early and see me there without my pants on, holding a letter over her desk. That's what this would be if it were a sitcom. But it's not. It's 2009, so there's just an email there and I'm gonna look like a jackass. And about, let's see, about 5 days, I'm gonna look like a jackass. That's all right. I'm getting used to looking like a jackass. Getting comfortable with it. I like looking like a jackass now. So yeah, so that's great. That's great. I'll just, you know, I'll either get some snotty email or I don't want to do this now because I don't want to deal with her. So what do I do here? Do I send an email going, I didn't know you were still in charge, I don't want any piece of this? Maybe that's the best way to do it. That's probably what I should do. Preemptive strike. Right? Or maybe I'll just do like all these women do to me. When she sends me an email back, I'll go, stop contacting me. But for Christ's sake, won't you leave me alone? So that's what I got. That's what I got to look forward to this week. I know that will be some cold, awkward thing. What do you? As soon as I saw that, yes, it's Mrs. X, isn't she? Fuck! Fuck me! Okay. That's why I got to get out of comics. It's too small. Community's too small. I do good. Too good a job at A, pissing people off, and B, well, mostly just pissing people off. But when you piss people off as often as I do, you need a large pool to swim in. You need to be part of a bigger community than publishing. And the best part is, you know, just. I sent the email, you know, when I don't like to come just out of the blue. I'd like to, you know, I put in there, yeah, I don't remember who I got the business card from, some young lady, blah, blah, blah. I didn't get a business card from anybody. I just kind of put that in there to seem like I'm supposed to be doing this. I don't even know why I do that. You know, actually, I do. I know why I do that, because I'm still so used to being, you know, fighting and scrapping, even though for the past 5 years I haven't had to do that, I'm still in that mindset. Of having to do underhanded stuff and just do whatever you can to get a little bit closer to what you want to do. And it's just, I don't know, it was probably stupid when I did it and I thought I needed to. But it's just one of those stupid things I do where if this guy thinks somebody contacted me, he'll want to help me. You know, he'll think he's supposed to be helping. He's supposed to be helping me anyhow because it's his job and it'll make him money if I'm on board. But I'm not thinking like that. So I put in there in the email, yeah, I got a business card from some young lady, blah, blah, blah. So then if he just directly forwarded that email to her, so now it like double looks like I was trying to contact her. Right? Oh. I have no desire to talk to her again. Pardon me. And I'm sure it's mutual, by the way. I'm sure it's mutual. I'm just gonna open this. Oh, look at this sad bastard. with this thinly veiled ploy to. You know what? There should be like a witness protection program that you can just get in. Like, when you break up with someone, you just both move to other sections of the country so you never have to see each other. You women out there who have your stalker boyfriends and whatnot, you think you got it bad? Go be a lesbian once and break up with somebody. See, feel my pain. You women are way. Look, I know what guys do when they get broken up with and all the screwy shit they do. You women are just as bad and sometimes worse because you're more tenacious. Had a week of that, and then I go spend a week bitching about that, and then directly insert myself into being the same guy on the other end. I'm just trying to make another buck. That's all. Oh, it's Wednesday. This will get up on Thursday. I don't even think there's enough time for anybody to offer me advice. I need to just sit here now. I just sit here, a boat without a rudder, waiting to get steamrolled by some sub. By the German torpedoes. I'm just going to float here until the torpedo of I look like an asshole hits me. Oh, well. All right. What else was I going to talk about? It's been 15 minutes already. I don't have to talk about anything else. I'm done. No, I don't. The other one was 15 minutes, too. I'm done. I win. Another week in the can. I didn't even need Kempo. Hopefully, though, she'll be here next week. And if I get this thing working, we'll have something up even earlier than that. Thanks for listening. www.arseniclullaby.com is our website. I don't know how you would have gotten this without knowing that, but whatever. All my contact information is there. So if somebody has a way, maybe if somebody has like a worm, like a virus, I could send to the same guy and have him forward that to her. That's the way to do it. And then it crashes her computer, and then wipes everything out. She never knows that I tried to do anything, and won't assume that I just, you know, because that's what guys do. That's the problem. That's what people do when they're trying to, you know, worm their way back in. They come up with stupid excuses to, you know, like when I was a mechanic, then the exes would come around. And, yeah, I'm having a problem with my car, even though that's really not what they wanted at all. There's nothing wrong with their car. Yeah, but that's just what women do that. I've done that. People do that. That's how they do it. Instead of just coming out and going, yeah, I want to try this again. So that's what it's going to look like I did here. Because she's A, pretty bright, and B, really cynical. Okay. Have a good one. See you next time. Until then, think.